Sustainable fashion is in, fast fashion is out. Last week on Arts Protect, we heard from Cork Clothes Swap on choosing vintage or secondhand clothing to help with the circular economy of clothing and preventing clothing from going to landfills. Today, we hear about sustainable clothing with Cork athleisure brand Final Bend on their eco mission to create sustainable clothing, from the tags to packaging and the clothing itself. Founder and director of Final Bend, Emma Coffey, set up the company at just 17 years old and since then has strived to go the sustainable route. But how did she do it?
Final Bend is an eco but affordable activewear company. We're based in Cork in Blackpool and we've got our warehouse here. We do all of our fulfillment and everything from Cork and all of the designs. When the brand hit its first success, I realised that I've an opportunity here to make a positive impact. I didn't want to be contributing to fast fashion. And being in college at the time, I was learning about CSR, which is corporate social responsibility. It's as simple as like maybe just the packaging can be recycled. Because sometimes it's kind of those small tweaks that make a big impact. Like if I were to send out 100 orders today and they were all in wrapping plastic and nothing was recyclable, then it's 100 people who can't then recycle the packaging, I suppose. So when you start to think of it like that, so my packaging is recycled, recyclable brown mailers. And then if you, peel back the onion, go a layer deeper, the clothes are then wrapped in a protective bag. We made sure that that protective bag is actually compostable in all of our eco ranges. So that, you could actually like fill it up with soil, plant like some tomato seeds in it and pop it into the ground. And, that could be a second lease of life for that product bag.
But to go the sustainable route, unfortunately, it does come with difficulties and a greater financial burden due to achieving certificates of sustainability to sourcing the recycled materials. Final Bend's eco clothing is made from recycled materials from plastic to fishing nets, which is cleaned thoroughly before being broken down and woven to new materials, saving it from landfill and creating something new.
And the clothing then is another thing. It's another kettle of fish altogether because there's so many different certs that you have to get, information that you have to source from your manufacturer to make sure that not just the material, but the factory that it's made in, that everything is up to standard. And it came with a cost. It did come with a financial burden. If you think of your garments, the threads that make up them, I want them to be recycled materials. So sportswear is such an easy one to make that switch for because a main component is either polyester or nylon. People get scared when you say polyester, but you have to think it's sportswear. You can't have cotton-based sportswear. So polyester is essentially a derivative of plastic. We can use spun out plastic bottles to make what looks like cotton candy before it's then turned into this material or this thread-like fiber. The nylons can come from fishing nets, which have been found in oceans, and done the same, just like blown out, spun out. And it's that sort of kind of eco process that is ingrained through the entire Final Bend production line now.
The waste that often comes with clothing, from tags to packaging, is often on the consumer to dispose of correctly. Yet going the sustainable route is often more costly. Emma's ethos was to eliminate both to make going the sustainable route better for the planet and your pocket.
I actually think it was more something I was concerned about as a consumer. Because a lot of the time, and I'm sure like all the listeners will think the same, it almost feels like as consumers, it's on us to make sustainable choices. And I always felt like this is kind of unfair, isn't it? Because the sustainable choices that I was seeing were really, really expensive. And now you have to cast your mind back to me being 19 and having absolutely no money and being in college. So if you're asking a consumer to spend €100 on a pair of leggings, for me, as a college student, that was not something I could do sustainably and do it again and again. Or, it wasn't a sustainable choice for me because I still had to then go and buy food at the end of the day. And it wasn't sustainable for me to have spent that €100 on clothing. So it was that kind of unfairness that I felt as a consumer and as a young person who just felt like, oh, why is it on us that we have to make sustainable choices? It should be the businesses that are, bringing in sustainable practices so that the consumers aren't forced to make the change themselves. our ethos then became like, save the impact for your workouts. So there's less impact on the environment because we've already made that change. And then there's less impact on your wallet because you're not being asked to make a choice between buying something that's really expensive just because it's made with sustainable materials. It's something that can really just fit into your lifestyle. And then, you know, it really takes the choice out of sustainability, which is where collectively all businesses, I think, are trying to move towards. And in Ireland, especially, like where, you know, collectively, those owners, I think, are very forward thinking in sustainable practices.
To find out more on Emma and Final Bend's eco mission, follow Final Bend on Instagram or visit finalbendfitness.com. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.